Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Once again, I want to appreciate God's servant, Pastor Mavis. My very special Aburu. I love you dearly. God bless you. Tonight, God has placed something in my heart. And I want to take time to make sure that I share a few things with you. And I'm trusting that something will erupt in this atmosphere. Turn your Bibles to Psalms 92, verses 10 to 15. Very popular passage of scripture. Psalms 92, verses 10 to 15. Thank you. The Bible says, but my horn, the horn is a symbol of strength. The horn is a symbol of power. You shall exalt my horn like a wild ox. The King James says, like a unicorn. For I have been anointed. The King James says, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The next verse. My eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. For the righteous shall flourish. Somebody say, I will flourish. Like the palm tree, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. For those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. That does not mean you will gain weight. And this is to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him. Lord, I receive utterance to declare your word with boldness, in accuracy, in simplicity, that it may comfort in the comfort and in the love of the Holy Spirit, not doing injustice to the word of truth, but bringing transformation to every hearer. Thank you for it is done. In Jesus' matchless name. Now, the anointing has been defined in many quarters as the burden removing the yoke destroying power of God. Now that is gleaned from Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. The Bible says, it shall come to pass that the burden shall be taken off your shoulder, the yoke from your neck, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So a lot of people have defined the anointing as the burden removing, the yoke destroying power of God. And I believe that under this atmosphere, and since 20 days of glory has started, burdens have been lifted, yokes have been destroyed because of the anointing. Now, nevertheless, with a careful study of scripture, we have discovered and we see that the anointing indeed has many more expressions. The anointing has many, many more expressions that are beyond just lifting burdens and destroying yokes. The benefits of the anointing transcends its property of breaking yokes or removing burdens. Now, the anointing of God goes beyond just destroying yoke. In fact, the anointing is God's aura. Or is it aura? Yes. The anointing is God's aura. Now, what is an aura? An aura is an invisible force that surrounds a living creature. It's something that a living creature brings into a space. For instance, if I'm wearing a very expensive perfume, for instance, the one bought in Dubai, and I put a little on my body and I enter into a room, the first thing you will sense is the smell of the perfume. In other words, when I stepped into that room, I changed the atmosphere. That is how the anointing operates. The anointing is not God. The anointing is what is emitted from God. God is the glory himself. Are you following what I'm saying? His presence. But when he steps into a place, something is emitted from him. That thing is called what? The anointing. Tonight, that anointing is going to be expressed on somebody's lives. In fact, when I was coming in for this meeting, I sensed tonight that mantles will drop. So I'm not surprised what Pastor Mavis was sharing about the fact that from this meeting, many will receive ideas. Listen to me. There are some equipment and tools you need to actually step into the era of your value. In this meeting tonight, the capacity, the capability, which is the anointing for you to become an expression of the glory of God, that anointing will begin to come upon your life. I say it will come upon your life. It will come upon your life. What many thought was not working in your life, what many has thought was ordinary around you, from tonight, something is coming upon it. Something will make it extraordinary. For anything extraordinary is supernatural. In other words, the super of God is coming upon your natural to make you supernatural. And then you will appear in a place and you will change the atmosphere. By the anointing. Sit down. So the anointing is a distinctive atmosphere. It is a quality associated with something or with someone. Tonight, as you leave this atmosphere, people will begin to associate you with the power of God. You still here? The opinions of men about you will start changing. You know, some of us, when we are coming from afar, people are already thinking about us because they know the experiences you go through. There are certain things that have become your label. There are things that people know you for. But after tonight, they will change their mind concerning you. Remember what happened to Paul on the island of Malta? He started gathering sticks. And then he wanted to make a fire, and suddenly a venomous snake came out. And then the natives of that island began to say among themselves, this man must be a murderer. He must be a thief. This man must be a wicked man. That is why a snake has come. He has escaped the vengeance of the sea. But now the snake has appeared to perform the judgment that heaven has over his life. But suddenly the snake bit him, but Paul shook it into the fire. And the Bible says that when they saw that, they changed their minds. Listen to me. When you appear from today, by the anointing that is going to be settled upon your life, people will change their mind concerning you. They will change their mind concerning your job, your career, your relationships, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The anointing is God's aura. Everywhere it steps into, you experience an emission from him. That is why when you spend more time with him, it rubs on you. So in 20 days, we are camping in his presence. Something will rub upon you. You will no longer be empty and dry. You will no longer be desolate. You step into an establishment, the atmosphere changes. Things were not working there before, but because you came, they are jump started. You step into a family, they've been going from wars to wars. You step in there, peace is restored. Why? You brought a new atmosphere, for there is something you are carrying upon your life. It is called the anointing. Somebody's story is changing from tonight. I sense something already. I'm praying that we are able to finish our teaching tonight. There's something erupting in this place. There is a fresh oil that is coming on somebody's head. Listen to me. I feel the anointing is here already. I sense it now. It must be sustained on you. 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 I declare today by this apostolic rod, I declare from today, let the oil of God, let the anointing of the Spirit that opens door, that creates way, that causes barriers to be removed, that removes obstacle, I command, let it rest on you now. Sit down very quickly. There are two ways by which we become recipients of the anointing. Just follow me. There are two major ways we become recipients of the anointing. Now, the anointing comes to us first when we are born again. The moment you are saved, something comes into you. It's the Holy Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? But it settles in you in the form of what we call the Christ. The word Christ is from the Greek word Christos. The word Christos means anointed. So the day you get born again, your spirit and the spirit of Christ becomes one. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 6 around verse 19, the Bible says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Not two, not divided, you are one. So you are anointed. 1 John chapter 2 verse 20 said you have an unction. The word unction means a salve, an ointment. You have an unction from the Holy One, so you know all things. Verse 27, the Bible says, you have an anointing from Him, which teaches you of all things. And if you will abide in that anointing, it will consistently teach you. That anointing came into you from the day you got born again. That is what we call anointing within. That's the first level of the anointing. But there is a second dimension of the anointing, which we call the anointing upon. That is what is coming upon somebody's life afresh. Did you hear me? I said afresh. And I'll tell you why it must come afresh. Luke's Gospel chapter 4, verses 18. Luke's Gospel chapter 4. Verses 18, the Spirit of the Lord. This is a prophecy of Isaiah that lived 600 years before the Christ, the Messiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach. The anointing comes upon. Now, the difference between these anointings is that the one within is for you to build a relationship with Him. But the one upon is for you to do service for Him. Many people live their lives on the one upon, and they forget to build the one within. So when temptations come and the barrages of the challenges of life are hauled at them, they fall like a pack of cards, because you are not meant to be sustained by the anointing upon. You are meant to be sustained by your relationship with God every day. So your devotion, your reflection in His presence, your meditation in the word, your confession of the truth, your walking it with Him day by day is what keeps you standing and afloat in these perilous times. You must build the anointing on your inside. You must learn to hear Him. You must learn to walk with Him. You must learn to submit to His government and His leadership. You must align with His program. You are building the anointing within. But when He wants to send you on an assignment, when He wants you to accomplish things in your generation, He puts something on your head. For my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Fresh simply means that that oil can deplete. That oil can deplete. That oil, you see, I studied about oil and I discovered that oil can leak. Oil can dry. Are you following what I'm saying? It can leak, it can dry. Oil can be taken away when the carrier of the oil is unattentive to replacing that oil when it is leaking. That is why daily you must be anointed with fresh oil. Have you heard that statement before? You cannot use the anointing of yesterday too. It must be fresh. You see, scripture is very detailed. He will not say fresh if that anointing can stay forever. It must be cultivated daily. Are you still here? But that's not where I'm going. I'm talking about the fact that the anointing is beyond body removing, yoke destroying. Are you still following what I'm saying? So most times when we hear about the anointing, what readily comes to our mind because of the anointing upon, most times, is the power demonstration or the manifestations either of the gifts of the Spirit and the things that the Holy Ghost can do. We do not understand that there are depths about the anointing, and I'm going to show you tonight. There are three major components of the manifestation of the anointing. Three major components. It's beyond just power demonstration. Are you following what I'm saying? Three major components. Number one, the Bible declares in John's Gospel chapter 14, verses 17. John's Gospel chapter 14, verses 17. The Bible says, even the Spirit of truth, Jesus was introducing the Holy Ghost. And he said, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you. What he means there is that he's dwelling with you in my bodily form. I am with you now. I'm amongst you. But he told them a time is coming beyond what you see. He will be in you. Now Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit as another comforter. The Greek word is allos parakletos. Another. Just like myself, of the same kind. Are you following what I'm saying? Now introduce him as a person. A person. Another person is coming. And it's going to take over from where I stopped. Because I'm living here. My body will not be present here. So introduce him as a person. Now he says he will be in you as the anointing. So in the manifestation of the anointing, we must not forget the person of the Holy Spirit. Let me show you this. Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 verse 38. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Hear this. With the Holy Ghost and power. So the anointing has the Holy Ghost. In the anointing, the person of the Holy Ghost recognized. Why? Because he is the administrator of power. Remember Acts chapter 8. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That means without him, the power cannot consistently be sustained. So you are anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Power can only be sustained when the administrator, the dispenser of the power is consistently connected to. You know why a lot of people are anointed and after a while they fizzle out. They fizzle out because they are anointed, they carry the power, they manifest the gifts, they do all kinds of things, but they are not consistently submitted to the leadership and the government of the person that dispenses the power. So they are cut off after a while. That's why a man can be anointed and still commit adultery, stand on the altar and the gifts are still working. And the miracles are still manifesting. But after a while, he will fizzle up. Remember something. On the laps of Delilah, he shook himself. He said, I will go out as at before. The Bible says, he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. The Lord was the one sustaining the power. The same man that could carry the gate of a city up the hill. They caught him, took out his eyes, cut off his hair. And they put him in prison, was grinding for them. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. That will not be your portion. So the person of the Holy Spirit is very vital in the issue of the anointing. You see, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, from verse 10, I want to show you something beautiful there. I think Pastor mentioned a little of it while he was speaking. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. Verses 10. This is the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were foolish. 5 were wise. The story goes that both of them, all the 10 had lamps. But the wise one carried oil in their lamps. The foolish ones did not have oil in their lamps. Now the oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Now for every lamp, it takes the oil to sustain the light. The light is symbolic of your impact in the world. Because it takes the oil or the anointing to sustain impact everywhere you are. You are sent to invade the kingdoms of this earth. And you need the oil to sustain your life. For the Bible says you are the light of the world. A city set on the hill that cannot be hidden. He says they set the light on a candlestick. So that all men may see. He said, may men see your light and glorify your Father. Your impact is in the light that you are shining. Are you following me? But what sustains the light is the oil. So five had oil. Five did not have oil. And they all slumbered. But at midnight, the bridegroom came. I know we teach this when we are speaking about eschatology and the rest. But I want to show you a truth here. They all woke up. And the Bible says they trimmed their lamp. They made it beautiful. You know how you can see believers. Everybody is looking alike. Everybody is speaking in tongues. Everybody is doing everything. Saying all the Christian and the Christos language. But you don't know what each one carries. Or what each one does not carry. And then suddenly the five foolish ones discovered that there was no more oil. So they went to the five wise ones. Please, can we get oil for you? I beg. You know what they said to them? Lest it is not enough for both of us. Go to them that sell and buy. You see, the word sell, that's why I said Pastor mentioned something there. The word sell is from the Greek word poleo. The word poleo is the word from which we get barter, trade by barter. That means doing trade, transaction, exchanging something for something. The word buy is the word agorazo. The word agorazo is the word from which we get ransom. Now that same word speaks about what? Exchange or barter. So what they were saying to them in essence is that we cannot give you of what we have, but go to the person or to the people that exchange something for the oil. I'm going somewhere. The oil cannot be gotten but by exchange. You know, he shared the scripture in the temptation of Jesus. Satan took him in his imagination. I hope you know it was imaginations. He took him to a very high mountain. He showed him the kingdoms of this world. And he said to him, all of this power, some translations say all power, or all of this kingdom I will give to you if only you will fall down and worship me. You see, what we are not reading in that place, it was not just worship he was looking for. He was telling Jesus, give me your soul, I will give you the power. You know, the Bible says in the book of Matthew, I think it's chapter 12, verse 26 now. Please give us that. I want to be sure that's it. Chapter 12, verse 26. Oh, Barakata. Okay, it's not this. But the scripture I'm actually looking for is where the Bible says that what does it profit a man? If he does what? What's that, sir? If he gains the whole world, but suffers what? The loss of his soul. For what shall a man give in exchange? Matthew 16, 26. Yes, that's the one I'm looking for. What, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Listen to me. On this earth, what people trade with is souls of men. Bust your bubble. What God is also looking for is the souls of men. If God will give you anything priceless from the kingdom, what he wants from you is your soul. He said through the preacher, he said, my son, give me your heart. You see, the word heart there is the word soul. Majorly speaking about the intellect section of a man's life. Give me your soul. What God is looking for is your soul. So Satan was saying in essence, give me your soul. I will give you this. But you see, if he gave him his soul, Satan will bring that soul to hell. Many today are offering their soul at the same market of exchange just to get the fleeting wealth of this time. So they do rituals, they do Yahoo Yahoo Plus, they do all kinds of things. What they do not know is that their soul is on offer. And whatever the enemy gives you is fleeting. It does not last. But you are asking from Jesus to collect the kingdom, whereas the kingdom is already his inheritance. Listen to me, the kingdoms of this earth are your inheritance. So when God asks for your soul, he's not asking for your soul so that you can get a car. Oh. He's asking for your soul because he wants to give you something more precious than that. He wants to give you something more precious than a house. He wants to give you something more precious than a career. He wants to give you something more precious than ending anywhere. He wants to give you that which is called the power of the age to come. So the person of the Holy Spirit is a vital component in the manifestation of the anointing. Until you maintain an intimacy with him, the anointing can never be sustained. But when there is an intimacy with the Holy Spirit, fresh oil will never cease from your head. Every day, throughout 2022, sir, the only prayer point I had was, Lord, suck me into intimacy with you. I prayed like no man's business. I was not praying for any other thing. I had no other ambition. Bring me into intimacy. Lord, condemn me into the intimacy that only you can satisfy. Oh, Jesus. I feel a glory. I feel his presence. Something is happening in somebody's life right now. Healings are taking place. Afflictions are being removed right now. Right now. Barriers are taken out of your way. Right now. The atmosphere is pregnant with fresh oil. Shade kotoba. Kalika tototombi kata. Zikototonde kakakurumindaga. Elikuta babato tutumbeka. Zeromina katuduki palato koporosia. Refinato ato. Ekato tititimbo koto. Erimanaka. Zozozozo kata. Erobinata. Kakoto totonde. Ah. Shamenonoki. Etodo, ekotododo bakata, ezuzu kekekete, iskombe lato briata, eskendo kato, imrakute tute kopata, ezokototo bikatalia, askumbe rakiruma natoba, arofine tata, ziku, erakita! Urama nakobia, eyana manakobia, Eyamana kokobia, Rakata. I see the Lord touching somebody's eyes right now. The Lord is touching somebody's eyes. That eyes is being reconfigured. Eskabaratova, Rofida Bayata, Eskobarata, Rakoberete, Ekotonomanata, Ekataliga de Barata. Kida barabada, ketelegede barakata. Ezazama no koto, rakabaloto, eskande kata, zibronekuta. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. So when a man carries a fresh anointing from the Lord, something is happening here. All over. When you carry a fresh anointing from the Lord, or it is bestowed by God, you begin to experience diverse benefits, diverse manifestations. It goes beyond yoke destroying, burden removing. There are divine advantages that are products of being anointed afresh daily. Divine advantages. I'm going to show you that for a while, and then we're going to allow the Holy Ghost tonight to do what he wants to do. In that Psalm 92, from verse 11 to 14, the Bible says, as my head is anointed with fresh oil, my eyes shall see, my desires upon my enemies, and my ears shall hear of the things that will happen to the wicked that rise up against me. In other words, when you are anointed afresh, you will continually have the upper hand. Upper hand. What does that mean? It seems you cannot be anointed afresh daily and then you remain oppressed. You remain depressed. You are disgraced. Then you are destroyed. It is an aberration. Are you still here? You cannot carry the fresh oil and then the enemy triumphs over you. It is an aberration. It doesn't happen. 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 21. The Bible speaks about the defeat of Israel and the slain Saul. And David began to lament and said, the shield of Saul and of Jonathan we are vainly cast upon the mountains of Gibeah. As if or as though they were not anointed with oil. In other words, they were not supposed to suffer shame. How come the anointed dies on the battlefield? How come you are anointed, sister, and yet dreams that are contrary are parading themselves in your mind night after night? My nightmares have become your torment day after day. If you are anointed, it is an aberration. That is why the oil must be fresh. Listen to me. I sleep like a baby. I don't dream any dream. And if I dream, I must win. Yikabara siatada ilakande ya ba 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 zekete limana godiaka ya 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 ya. Shama yakoria mataria zazino. We don't have that time. Number two, hear this. When the fresh anointing of the Lord also comes upon you, it brings with it lasting establishment. You can't be anointed daily with fresh oil and you are movable. You can't be anointed with fresh oil and you are confused. The Bible declares very clearly in Psalm 89 verse 21. He said, I have found David my servant. With my only have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. You can't be anointed and not settled. When the anointing comes, your boat cannot be rocked. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a benefit of the anointing. You are established. You cannot be conquered. God may be taking you through a process and you are experiencing contradiction, but the contradiction cannot shift you. I'm anointed with fresh oil. No matter the storms around you, the water cannot enter the boat of your life. I'm anointed with fresh oil. Number three, write this down. I'm going to give you about 12. That's why I'm rushing it. Number three, the fresh anointing of the Lord causes you and all that you touch, it causes you and them to flourish, to thrive, or to grow. Psalms 92 verses 12. For thou shalt exalt my own, verse 10, like that of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Verse 12 says, the righteous, therefore, that is freshly anointed, shall flourish like a palm tree. The word flourish means to thrive like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now hear this. The word flourish from the Hebrew is the word parak. P-A-R-A-C-H. Parak. The word parak has three meanings. The first meaning is to spring up. Isaiah 53 verses 2. The Bible says, and he shall come forth out of the ground as a tender plant. Have you ever noticed that when you plant maize, as soft as the leaves are, no matter how dry the ground is, somehow you discover that it shoots out. It means when you are anointed with fresh oil, no matter how dry and hard your area is, you stand out. You stand out. People are complaining, but yet you are shooting forth. Because you are parakt. You are parakt. There is something on you. There is something on your life that the hardness of your environment cannot stop. The second meaning of parak, hear this. It means to bud. When you see a plant and it has flowers, the first thing it will bring out is a bud. When the bud is ripe, it blooms or it blossoms. It means when you are anointed, your beauty begins to find expression. No longer will people ignore you because there is something about you that will attract them to you. You bloom. You blossom. And the third meaning of the word parak simply means to spread your hands or your wings as if to fly. When you are freshly anointed, it gives you wings to fly. It means you receive a capacity of ease. There is somebody under the sound of my voice. There is a certain area of your life that has been difficult and has been hard. But by the fresh oil that is over this house, I declare it shall become easy. It shall become easy. It shall become easy. It shall become easy. It says you will flourish like a palm tree. The palm tree is known for durability. The palm tree is known for longevity. When Hurricane Katrina came into the parts that it ravaged, it was reported that aside from the houses that were brought down, the cars that were carried, palm trees were still standing. Very durable. You can't be anointed with fresh oil and the storms of life will carry you away from where you are. No storm can hit your family and rattle it. You are anointed. You are parakt. But the one I love is that you will flourish like a cedar in Lebanon. The cedar, by research, is known to be 120 feet tall, 30 feet wide. That is gigantic. That is larger than life. It means when you are anointed, the anointing gives you a capacity beyond your age, beyond your understanding, beyond where you are, beyond your background. It makes you bigger, taller, wider, stronger than what people see on the outside. When the anointing, the fresh anointing is working in your life, people will accord you the honor that naturally you shouldn't get. You are parakt. You are parakt. Number four, when the fresh oil of the Lord comes upon you, you are rejuvenated. You never get expired. You don't lose time. You are not the one that they will be encouraging to serve. The fresh anointing makes you forever excited. You carry a strange enthusiasm that is beyond what an ordinary person has. You are the one encouraging every other person because something is on your life. There is a flame burning on your soul. You know what Jeremiah said? He said, I decided I will not speak about him, but his word was in me as fire shot up in my bones and I could not resist, but I had to speak out. When the anointing is upon you, even as the Bible says, in your old age, you will bear fruits. You are rejuvenated. You are rejuvenated. Pastor Mavis knows me. I don't want to tell you my age. I'm over 50. But yet, I'm like in my 30s. The fire is burning every day. Nothing conquers the energy and the engine that is working on my side. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. I'm emphasizing so you will understand. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Fresh. Shanimakosa. Shakataliga. Number five, the fresh anointing of the Lord also grants you unprecedented influence amongst men. Psalm 79 verses 20-25. He says, and his hand shall be upon the sea and his right hand upon the rivers. The sea in the Bible speaks about multitudes of people. When the fresh anointing comes upon your life, you gain influence. That is why for you to succeed in leadership, besides the principles of leadership, you should know, you must be anointed. Some people will naturally hear you because there is something about you they cannot just resist. They don't know, even though the language you speak is awkward, even though the dress you wear does not match the atmosphere, even though all those things should be in place, but for you, because of the anointing, they don't know why, they just have to listen to you. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Let's move on. My time is running. The fresh anointing, number six, of the Lord deepens your intimacy. What I told you at the beginning with God. It causes your influences and your impact, hear this, to become transgenerational. You bear fruits even to the generations after you. What you have done does not die with you. If you're a campus leader here and you are leaving the campus, you are leaving the campus behind with something stronger than what you gave them. Fresh. Fresh oil. Because there is a deposit. When you add it, you deposit. There is somebody here from today, everywhere you live, you will leave a footprint. They won't begin to say, good riddance to bad rubbish. Thank God, O Lord. I remember I was serving in Kaduna in a village called Koi. You can go and ask of me there. In Southern Kaduna. It was a mixed school. But by the anointing, we rattled that place. We rattled it to a point that the principal had to send myself and my friend away. He said, this is too much. It's a Baptist establishment. But it's not because it's Baptist. There was also something wrong with the principal. Who is supposed to be a Baptist pastor? But I don't want to talk about that because I don't speak against churches and denominations. But it's not even about the denomination. It's about the pastor himself. He was into something else. So he did not want, the impact was so strong that the first meeting we had, 85 students came out to give their life to Christ. I went into their midst and I held their hand and I heard the Lord's voice. He said, my son. That was one of the first times I heard audible voice. He said, my son, I am very happy today. But after we were driven away from Koi, I went two villages inside by the instructions of God to establish another tabernacle for Jehovah. But we began to hear news. The children that they sent us away from, they started a revival. Fresh oil. From the first village before Koi, the other one, Dura. When you stand there, you'll be hearing their songs from afar. They were singing the songs of Zion. They were jubilating. They were rejoicing. Their mentor was nowhere to be found, but his deposit was left behind. From today, you will no longer be an ordinary man. From today, you will no longer be an ordinary man. Take it! Take it! Take it! Take it! Take it! Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it! Parakasa! Sha! 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 Kayabo! No more ordinary! No more ordinary! No more ordinary! From today. Come on.
Until my only gaze is you.
There's something in this atmosphere. The anointing is resting people's life.
mantles are falling. 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 From my right hand, from my left hand, all over here. Power of God. Move.
Until my own
power of God,
until my only gaze is you, Spirit.
Outside and the extension, the power of God,
until
my gaze
is you,
keep
rooting
over me. Hallelujah. The atmosphere is thick already. I can't continue. I can't continue with that teaching. But I want to say something. I will jump it. I will jump place. The reason for that is this. For those of you who can still hold yourself, listen. I will jump the benefits. I was supposed to give you 12. I stopped at 6. But I want to share something. And then we allow the Holy Ghost some more. Are you still here? I want to talk about positioning for the fresh oil. How do I position for it? How do I set myself for the fresh oil daily? I will share just one out of 6. Now, the one I want to share is what I call hunger. I know you've heard of hunger. Hunger. There is nothing that pulls the anointing like hunger. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I see those who are hungry here, but I'm expecting you will take it to another level. The Bible declares in Psalm 42, verses 1, it says, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee. He said, my soul steadfast for thee, O God. My flesh longeth for thee. When shall I appear before God? Psalm 63, verses 1, he said, O God, thou art my God, only will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and in a thirsty land, that I may see your power. Psalm 84, verses 1, he said, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainted, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh, they are crying out for the living God. The Bible declares in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1, he said, oh, he that is thirsty, let him come to the waters and drink. Isaiah chapter 44, verses 3, the Lord says, I will pour water on the dry ground. I will pour my flood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your seed. I will pour my blessing on your offspring. Matthew's gospel, chapter 5 and 6. Blessed are they that hunger and they thirst after righteousness, they shall be pure. There is somebody here. You are going to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Something will fall on your life. Something will come upon your life. Something will come upon your life. Akata! Shada da da da! Pray in the Holy Ghost. Eyaka! Ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay Something is happening. Something is happening. All over this place. Something is happening. Arakapaya. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them to the front here. Akutu gada. Akutu gada. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. All over. Fresh oil. All over. Fresh oil. All over. Hits you. He's hitting you. He's hitting you. He's hitting you. Power of God. Move. All over this place. Thou power of God.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.